Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Rush Hour. We're here from 5.30 to 6.30. That's right. Then we go into the exhibition game tonight at Etihad Stadium, a full house. And no doubt every AFL coach will be on his toes, hoping none of their star players get hurt.
Yes.
But it's for a fantastic cause, and hopefully we can donate thousands and thousands of dollars to the bushfire appeal. 36ers Twitter war has erupted between ex-coach and ex-captain. We will go through that very shortly. And is it time to ban the bump in Aussie rules football? Don't you dare.
No.
Leave our game alone, we'll talk about that. And I welcome a marvellous young man in Bernie Vince. G'day, champ.
Thank you very much. You've champed me off the top. I like it. Big day in Adelaide sport, isn't it, Jazz?
It is,
wowee.
Mate.
Yeah. Also, just before we get going, Nick Kyrgios and Alex Demonor not coming to Adelaide now.
Burn.
Just found out the news, both injured.
Yep.
Demonor still with that side strain or abdominal injury and from that he missed the Australian Open with. And Kyrgios left wrist. I don't know if that hasn't come up or he can't be stuffed coming back to Australia.
No, he's in some pain.
He is in some pain.
Yes,
and he gave us, gave everyone a clip about getting into him about that.
Yep.
So hopefully see them back. But they're going to have to be replaced. But you got some big news off the top.
Well, obviously the talk around is the Adelaide 36ers former coach, Jerry Wright. His Twitter war with co-captain Kevin White. The Adelaide 36ers, we've made contact with them and Jerry Wright to come on for a bit of a chat. They both declined our requests to find out what the hell has happened over the last 24 hours. Series of explosive claims of abuse, bullying by senior coach Jerry Wright to the playing group.
Physical as well,
very,
wasn't it?
Very ugly. Online group chat has gone berserk, which has been leaked out by certain players and
coaches.
The comments. So we have one amongst ourselves, don't we?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Imagine if that stuff got
well,
out.
Well, I'm just about to clear that chat before anything happens.
Wow. So, look, Jerry Wright was on SEN this morning talking about what's happened the last 24 hours. He thought he was going to just drift off into the sunset, but no. Here's Jerry Wright talking on how it all came about.
Those comments were made. Every team has comments they make behind closed doors. We had a team that wasn't cohesive. And my attempt to bring them cohesive, there was a lot of messages about, coming together and a lot of tough messages about, them liking each other and them hanging out with each other and them trying to do the right thing. The comments that were in a private chat message between coaches is an area where coaches go to vent. We go there to vent. We go there to say stuff. Players have their chat messages that, was published. It would just look disastrous. It defame everybody. And we have a chat group with coaches and players both in it that I could put out messages that would make every single player on that team look like an idiot. And that's just not what you do. That's not what you do because they're going there to vent. They're going there to, crack jokes. Some of the stuff we say in those things are just with that. And we put a disclaimer in there that this is not for public use. This is only private and it's never to be published. Disgruntled coach and Darren Golley, which is a disgruntled coach, sent that over to the players, and that's extremely disappointing.
They weren't cohesive, and sometimes players get told things they don't want to hear, which is uncomfortable. I feel like this has happened in this position or this scenario, and they've vented. Well, haven't they vented?
Well, in the image, Jerry Wright responds to a message about a number of players showing low wellness scores. This is what he said before I go into the next bit. He said, F them all, right? Hopefully it gets low enough for all of them to hang themselves. F and dicks, the message read. That's from Jerry Wright
chat. But that's in a coach's group.
Yeah.
So that's been, so that's like our group here. That's like that coach, someone in that coach's group has leaked that to one of the players who's then leaked that to Twitter.
Hopefully it gets low enough for them to hang themselves.
Yeah, that's a no-go zone.
Well,
that's a no-go zone, joking or not. But it's
Here's Jerry Wright. Were you bullied? Were your bullying comments the reason of your departure at the LA 36ers? Is what he had to say.
Departing had nothing to do with Kevin's comments. It's just an opportunity now that I'm not the coach for anyone weak out there to come at me because I really don't have a voice or a stance or anything anymore. I'm just a regular Joe at this point in time.
Wow.
Regular Joe.
So The last thing we heard last night before leaving the show was he left on his own accord because he had mental health issues, is what
correct.
I understood.
That was the headline.
So that was the last thing I heard last night until this explosive volcano went off today. So I'm a bit confused with this whole situation.
Here's Jerry Wright saying, why do you think co-captain Kevin White said all this?
I'm not sure. I mean, I actually, you know, my exit conversation with Kevin White was all about apologizing to him for probably putting him under tough circumstances. I expected him to come in here and be a leader amongst his team, and he kind of stood back. And, you know, if I told, you know, the media or public the reasons why he told me he stood back, he wouldn't look that great. But I'm not going to do that. I'll never, ever, ever betray a player's confidence or another coach's confidence. What they say to me will always stay with me. And so I'm not sure why Kevin would do that. And, you know, I would never do that to him, even though he's, you know, done that to me.
Well, so captain-coach relationship just was non-existent, really, in the end, wasn't it?
Stick around, family. There's more to get through with Jerry Wright and his former club and players.
By the way, if you or someone you know is struggling, head to lifeline.com.au or give Beyond Blue a call on 1-800-010-630. It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on Triple M. It's Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Yes, former 36ers head coach Jerry Wright has blasted the weak co-captain Kevin White for exposing him in a WhatsApp exchange, which has now become explosive allegations huge. Between both parties, and it's been coming ugly. Here's a little bit more from Jerry Wright on SEN Radio today. Here's Jerry Wright talking about the culture problem and when he first noticed the culture problem.
Probably in preseason when I tried to room guys together that I knew probably had some obvious differences. And they, you know, you try to put them in. One of the tricks we'll do as coaches, and a lot of coaches know this, we'll try to put them in close proximity to one another. And they all snuck out and stayed in the rooms where they were more comfortable with. You know, 2 weeks later, I realized that they wasn't rooming in the rooms that I put them in. And I was like, okay, you know, we're going to have to get on top of this because these guys aren't really taking time to really come together. But that's just, you know, that's what you do with coaches. And once again, I've tried every technique I could. I had, it was out of my wheelhouse. Maybe a better coach could have brought them together, but I couldn't bring them together. And that's what I told them throughout the year.
A little bit old school, Jazz, forcing them to room together with people they didn't like, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. A little bit old school.
There's happens different in footy clubs.
Yeah, but not that. I think you can deal with that better, which he's probably admitted now.
Yeah.
And he admitted he couldn't get the playing group close enough. No. So that was there's something he tried, which didn't work. But yeah, the players went
and
completely
the players are
against
take some responsibility themselves.
They can't just sneak out and swap rooms and stuff. That's probably disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, they've got to take responsibility as individuals.
Mm.
So it's not about you. It's about the singlet.
No,
it's about
is.
Our state.
Mm.
Jerry Wright, the last one, talking about the team becoming fractured during the year.
It's a lot of tough messages said this year because it was a lot of tough situations we had to deal with. In the comments, he's responding to my comments about the players and he's not going to let his players be attacked or whatever. I said in those comments that it was my inability to get through to those players. It was my fault. I said that clearly, that it was my fault for not getting through to them. I told them throughout the year that it was my fault for not being able to get the message through to them about what team cohesiveness is and playing together was. And I told them throughout the year, that's my fault. I have not been able to sell. I've said it to our ownership group. Hey, I have not been able to sell these guys. They are not buying what I'm selling. I've said that throughout the year. And that's my fault. And I told them that was my fault.
So he's taken responsibility.
He's put his hand up. He's admitting that it's his fault. But has he done that previous to now? Has that only come out now? Because I haven't heard anything with him putting his hand up. All I heard before or previously was about the payout and you owe me 2 years type thing. So I feel like it's only come out because of what's happened today.
Yeah,
maybe the playing group need to hear this a little bit earlier and that could have created cohesion among the group. So it's a tough one, but
As you know, I've got some good connections down here at the 36ers, and just some of the things I can share with you is that, look, the atmosphere was rotten from the first game.
Yeah.
What I was informed with, rotten.
Yeah.
No buy-in at all.
Mm.
All right. And a senior player did go to Jerry Wright and asked him for some help regarding mental illness.
Yep.
And he was just told to toughen up.
Well, that's the old school coming in.
And that senior player was shattered, and you can look at his performance this year. All right, I won't name the player. Mm. And a young 36er was involved in a fracas in Cairns.
In Cairns, yep.
Three players.
Well, yep.
One of them was knocked out.
Mm.
He had to train on that Monday.
Because he was forced to, wasn't he? Forced.
So.
And with all the concussion rules now, Jars, you have to be very, very careful about forcing
Jarry
return
Wright
to play.
He's got a wonderful, he's 500 games he's coached. Mm. You know, he's got a wonderful record, but that type of coaching doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, I feel like old school mentality is sort of, there's a use by day, isn't it, for coaches
but
like
also,
that.
Like, there's two sides to every story, and the players need to take some responsibility too, because there is some selfish players in that 36.
Oh, certainly is.
Imagine, don't worry about that.
And the biggest personalities are basketball players, aren't they? It's very individual sport, even though it is a team sport, but
watch
I don't
this
know.
Space. Where There'll be more
from,
to come.
Where to from now?
More to come.
Well, what does he do now?
Who?
Well,
Joey leaves the state.
Joey has to get out of this.
He's
going to
leave the state.
Almost.
That's what I'd be doing.
Mm.
Sam Jacobs joining us very soon. On the Rush Hour after 6 with Bernie and Charles. Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Charles. I've never in my entire life of working with Charles, I've never seen him cry, and he swears that he's never cried in his life. I reckon you're getting a little emotional about Sam Jacobs coming up soon, aren't you?
Yeah, I will be. Yes, I will be. Yeah. And I'm jumping on his bandwagon. Now, young man, you've been with us for 6 weeks.
I don't like when you point
at me. Much loved, right? And you're becoming beloved again.
Yes.
All right?
Okay.
Because we love who you are and what you're all about. Now, I caught you out once, all right, by not letting me play golf. Is Greg Blewett summing it up?
Okay, so what happened was I had three organised, which is why, and I told you that as well, because we had a phone call pretty much straight up, and you went, well, why aren't I playing? Because I said, I've only got one spot available. So I text Bernie, who's invited me a couple of times to play golf. So I thought, oh, okay, well, I'll ask Bernie. He's like, and in the meantime, my mate had dropped out, right? My third had dropped out. So when I got to Bernie, he said, well, actually, that works out all right, because I've got two playing at 10:38, whatever it was. Why don't your two join my
so Bern had a mate.
Bern had another mate.
Oh. So he didn't tell me that.
Right. Okay, so we rock up to Cooyonga.
Right.
Right.
Now.
We rock up to Cooyonga and I say, mate, where's your friend? He goes, well, he's got meetings all morning. He's going to be late.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be late.
That's enough, Sean.
That's
making me sick.
You've already clipped me for this.
So you lied to me first up. Mm. Basically lied to me, right? Early on in our relationship, marriage.
Now, his bloke dropped out, remember?
Yesterday, we played golf together, didn't we?
Yes.
Tim Vince, Jack Watts, Andrew Jarman, and yourself. We were cooked, right?
Yeah, we were.
It was a solid day, all right? This is what happened yesterday on the show. Now, can you just tell us, you and I obviously had to get ready for tonight's show, so I've gone home and showered up and did some yoga stretching and just chilled out, got on the roller.
Prep.
You did as well.
Mm.
Where's your father?
Well, when I left him, who's at my... We're staying with my parent-in-laws at the moment, so Abby's mum, and he hasn't moved.
What's happened?
Well, he sat down on the lounge and he was going to try and work out. Remember, he had to go to Telstra to fix his phone.
Yeah,
he was. Well, last I heard from him was he was trying to call someone and then he just bang, flaked, couch gone. Probably still there. Abby's probably come home going, "Who is this?" Rolled him over. Oh, it's Tim.
He fell asleep.
Oh, he's in all sorts.
He's cool.
Yeah, he's tired. He doesn't drink or eat or anything when he goes around. Like, he's dehydrated. He's burnt.
He's clapped
no
on the couch. His false teeth hanging out, his guts hanging out of his belt.
Oh. Plumber crack happening, there's a lot.
Right, so you owe me and the family another apology.
What for?
All right, and you better be absolutely honest because this won't go any further.
Yes.
I'll go to management Monday.
Yes.
Your dad didn't fall asleep, you did, yes or no?
No, I didn't.
Did you fall asleep, yes or no?
I laid on the lounge, I didn't
and
go to sleep.
And you dozed off?
No, I didn't.
Because your dad was then looking after Harvey and having a chat with Abby and having a cup of tea while you slept.
This sounds
yes
like...
Yes or no?
No.
Did you fall asleep?
No.
You've thrown your poor dad
Listen
under the
here.
Bus once again.
Listen here. I think you need to work out where your money's made, and if you want to keep working with me, you've got to start
around.
Listening... To me,
just
because I'm very
question.
Honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, not after the first round of golf.
Harvey hadn't even woken up. Actually, he did wake up. Dad wouldn't know because I had to get up, put him back to sleep, And by that stage, I went to lay down. Dad was already asleep. I thought, well, I've got to have a shower now and I've got to come into work.
So you're saying to me your dad's lying.
Completely lying. He's trying to stitch me up. I see what he's trying to do. He's trying to stitch me up. But what he did, he didn't even wake up till 6:30. So how was he even listening to the start of the show?
He said he listened to the show and he was very disappointed that we whacked him.
That's my question. And then you know what? My sisters were trying to get hold of him as well. If he wants to go down this path, I'll be real honest. My sisters are trying to get hold of him and he's blaming it on a phone that didn't work, but he's got his SIM card in another phone. So he's very, very contactable, Jars. And he knows that. And if he wants to go down that path, I can start getting real honest with everything.
So you didn't lie to me then?
No, I didn't lie to you. I wouldn't do that to you. And even that first one was questionable because Bloody's mate pulled out as well, remember?
Yeah, but it's black and white. You didn't want me there. Anyway, that's past now. I've moved on from that.
Yeah. Right? So
you didn't fall asleep on the floor.
No.
While your dad was trying to look after Harvey and have a cup of tea with Abs.
He didn't even hold. Harvey was in bed.
Okay. Right. So your dad's a liar then.
He might have looked after him when I left to come to work.
This is like maths. This is Married at First Sight.
This is like the 36's program.
No, hang on. But Abby was home. Abby walked in, had to step over dad to get to Harvey. So he might have been there when Harvey was there on a technicality.
All right.
But
I'll let
me
go.
Negative.
Well,
I wouldn't lie to you.
We're going to straighten up with Sam Jacobs coming up soon on the Rush Hour.
Bern, are you all good to go?
Yep, good. And I've looked up they've called it the State of Origin 2020 match, Jazz. State of Origin 2020. Okay. Well, I'm just saying what they're calling it. And so tonight, 7:20.
Right.
Local time, it kicks off. So obviously a big game. And Eddie Betts, who was a late call-up, is now going to play alongside his ex-mentor or mentoree, Charlie Cameron. He had this to say today.
He's an All-Australian small forward. He'll come and say, listen, Ed, get out my way. It's my show now.
So a bit of a changing of the guard Charles. I like that.
Two wonderful players.
Aren't they exciting, those two? I'll tell you what, Charlie Cameron had an unbelievable season last year, and I loved watching him.
How hard will they go in tonight?
No, it'll be a very open, free-flowing game. If someone's running, it's almost like a match sim with internal.
I'm telling you.
But if it was a state versus state of origin, it would be like that. We were watching that last night.
94,
I think, Foss Williams, you were dangly.
I received a phone call.
Oh, no, I received a phone call, excuse me. Tim Vince, you might know him, Bernie.
He's not happy.
Never heard of him.
He wants to write a reply after that rant.
Yeah, so families, he just joined us. Yeah,
he'll just be confirming what I said, basically.
Yeah, it's got ugly between the Vince family. So, yes, your dad's coming on to clarify if he was asleep or if you were asleep. All right?
We're going to find out which Vince member is the bigger liar. Sam,
what about who tells the truth?
Sam Jacobs is next on the Rush Hour at Triple M.
All right, Bern and family, it's great to catch up with a beloved South Australian now playing for the GWS football side. They play their first trial tomorrow against the Sydney Football Club, and we welcome Sammy Jacobs. G'day, Sam.
Hi, boys. Very happy to be on.
How is life in Sydney, mate? Have you settled in? I know it's only been sort of 3 or 4 months now, but how is it?
No, it's really good, actually. I'm enjoying it. It's obviously a bit different to Adelaide, the Sydney lifestyle, but you know what footy clubs are like. The boys are obviously fantastic, as they are at all clubs, but it's really enjoyable and I'm really excited to get stuck into it.
Same with Izzy and little Imogen. They've settled in well up there with you now?
Yeah, they have. They have. They're all moved up now. We've got had a wedding back home on the weekend, but that was sort of our last commitment back home in Adelaide for a while, so they're hanging for footy season as well, so it's nice to be able to spend quality time with them once I'm home from training.
Expectation of the Giants this year, have you spoken about that internally? Obviously making the grand final last year, the super final series up until that last day, do you feel like you've got a team that can go all the way now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited about this year, and I really can't wait to sort of get stuck into it. And obviously, you know, we haven't sort of spoken about our goals and that exactly yet, but I think we've got the longest final streak in the league at the moment. So that number one, that's something we want to continue. And then obviously to qualify, to give yourself the best chance, you sort of need to finish top four. So, that was part of the reason coming up here is to give myself every chance to get that flag that I'm chasing. And I'm really hopeful we can get up near it this year.
Source, we play a gladiator sport, and it is brutal at the level that we've all played, past and present. terrible news regarding the great Graham Polly Farmer, bombshell about brain damage, diagnosed playing football. That's what they're saying. And Mark Williams has come out and said that maybe it's time to ban the bump in our great game of football. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I did hear that. And obviously, you know, that's terrible news for Polly and his family. But the way I see it is, and I think the game's probably the safest it's been in my 14th year. And,
right.
You know, look at the care that players have for each other and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, obviously there's still times where you're going to get hit and you're still going to get crunched and, you know, concussions are going to come into play. But, you know, in terms of blokes tackling and all that, you know, there's that due care, and you very rarely see someone shepherd with real, I guess, aggression anymore. I think the game's in a really good place. And, you know, I think as players, I think, you know, we've got a responsibility to filter that down to the lower grades as well. And I think the game's in a fantastic place, and the more we can learn about it and ways we can prove it, the better it will be.
Now, you're a property mogul. You've got properties all over Adelaide. You're in Sydney. You've got Red Baron. Port Hughes. He's on the golf course at Port Hughes.
He's going to buy Ardrossan one day, the footy club.
Yeah, well, he'd buy the whole town the way he's going. Oh. Where is home?
Yes.
Where do you call home now?
Jet setter.
It's actually a very interesting question. I've obviously still got my place in Glenelg and all that as well. So, Adelaide and Glenelg will always be home, but it's nice to, I guess, have that luxury to go back to Port Hughes when I get a bit of spare time. But obviously Sydney's home for the moment. So, a bit like you, Bernie, I'm just sort of a bit of a nomad at the moment, just floating about before we settle down one day.
Yeah, it's good being a floater because then no one really knows where you are at any stage. They can't find you. Let's talk, Ardrossan. How's the cricket team going, the Sand Crabs? And how's the footy side shaping up? Because Jars reckons when you retire, he's going to go and coach Ardrossan and you're going to, I don't know if you're going to play.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, what's going on? You're playing.
He'll coach and I'll be his assistant.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, We've already got that worked out. Yeah. I've got one of my good mates, Tommy Van Schaik, lined up to help us coaching as well. As Jars is going to have to play at some stage.
That's okay. That's okay.
He'll be 70 by then.
He's Benjamin Button, though.
You're getting fitter, actually.
He is. The cricket season wasn't great. We're going to miss the finals, unfortunately, the Blue Crab. But it's obviously getting more challenging back home. We finished last in the footy. I think we're second to last in the cricket. So, we're probably looking for a saviour at some stage, so I'm pretty keen to get back there when I can.
Yeah, and just finally, the footy question that is on everyone's lips. Are the Giants going to play two rucks this year? You're probably sick of hearing this, but I want to know, are you both going to play together, you and Shane Mumford, or is it going to be one or the other?
Well, I would think at the moment that it's probably more likely than not that we'll probably just go with the one.
Yes. Yep.
But I think it's such a long season, and I think there'll be times where we might look to go two ruckman, which I think would be great fun playing with Mummy. He's an absolute battering ram, and I've had to be very careful with him at training at times just to make sure he doesn't snipe me off. But
you want to be careful going into round one, mate. I reckon you have a bit of a target on your back. Jars just turned the TV up here in the studio, so we couldn't quite hear you finish to that question. But yeah, we're back, I think.
Nah, well done.
We're on, yeah. But no, I think we'll just more than likely go with the one, and then, you know, probably like a Jeremy Finlayson or Harry Himmelberg will give the ruckman a chop out, so which that suits my style. So really looking forward to, guess working with those guys. It's going to be a bit different to the Crowies the last couple of years.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks very much for your time, Sauce. Always good to have you on the show. Beautiful. And I hear a little rumour that a long-sleeve Guernsey number 10, a Giants one, might be heading over Adelaide way. Is that right?
It is, mate. It's still in the works at the moment. So you know well and truly before round one when it arrives. So.
And he reckons he's going to back for the Giants against the Crows.
That's a big one. That's controversial.
I'll tell you what, he's going with you. He's going with you. He'll move to Sydney soon.
I'm in. Don't worry.
Very
and
loyal.
Has been discussed if I can move over there.
What with Maz? Maz is trying to get rid of you, mate. She's going, no worries, go.
Mate, we're always on a recruiting coup up here. So if there's anyone out there in doubt who's worried about who to support, get on board the Giants.
Beautiful.
It's going to be an exciting year. So thanks very much for having me on, boys.
Well done. Good luck tomorrow. Enjoy the head out and we'll speak again.
Thanks, boys.
There he is, former Crows champ Sammy Jacobs, and we'll have a very good year with that elite midfield.
He'll be the number one ruck too. Don't worry about that.
Well said. That's a rush hour. Bernie and Jars.
Triple M Rocks Footy, 6:30 tonight, Marvel Stadium for the State of Origin game, right after the rush hour with Bernie and Jars here on Triple M.
Thank you, Shawnee Craig Murphy. Now, family, earlier I just spoke about yesterday, we had a great day of golf with Tim Vince, the father of, and Jackie Watts, Port Adelaide little superstar that he is. Now, it was we had a great day and we were cooked. And I asked the question to Bern, how did Dad go after the game? And you said he passed out on the floor asleep.
On the lounge,
collapsed,
yeah.
Right? Little Harvey and your wife, Abs. And I said, oh, okay. So I spoke to Dad, right? I had a quick chat to Dad today just to say thank you for the game.
Yep.
Then he said you were asleep. You were out like a light on the floor. As soon as you got home, he had to be with Harvey and have a cup of tea with Abs, your wife. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it'd be fair to say after the barrage, and you've said he's lying. He didn't fall asleep. Yep. You didn't fall asleep, sorry. He did. You couldn't wake him up. Is that true?
Correct.
Okay. Tim Vince is on the line.
Try and wake him up.
Tim Vince is on the line. Good afternoon, Tim.
Well, he's not on the line yet. We're ringing him up.
Tim Vince is on the line.
No. We're ringing him up. No, this is live radio. We just can't all of a sudden get him there.
Yeah, well.
He knows not to swear.
Hello? Tim, this is the rush hour.
How you going?
All right. Well, talk into your phone.
Yeah, I am.
Here we go.
Where is he? He's probably
you know what he's done, because he knows he's in the wrong. He's probably driven somewhere so he can't get service.
It's giving you a whack.
I'm on my way home, boys. But yeah, Bern, he was. I'm not going to put him right in, but he was either asleep or he got sick of me asking questions. He stopped answering me.
So you were asleep then, Bern?
Negative. I was trying to book him a bloody appointment to get his phone fixed. And then in the end, I was like, well, let's just lay down for a bit. We laid in the lounge and I was like, shit, Harvey's woken up. So I had to go in. He wouldn't even know
so
Harvey
where was
woke
Dad?
Up.
Where was he?
He's laying on the lounge. It's an L couch.
Yeah.
I had the little end. He had the big one.
Yeah.
And he was just, well, he lasted probably
so
5 minutes.
So, Tim, was Bernie asleep at any stage?
Well, he stopped answering my questions about the phone. And there's a big L-shaped lounge. Now, he laid down first. Me being an opportunist, I thought I might just lay down and shut my eyes for a bit.
Now he's an opportunist. What's your name, Eddie Betts?
Now, maybe he didn't go to sleep, but he didn't answer my questions, and I figured, well, he was asleep, so I went to sleep. There's a lot of sleep going on.
I just spent 4.5 hours with you. I was sick of hearing your voice.
Yeah, don't worry too much about the sleep. I'm more worried about I'm coming back in the truck as soon as I get home with a load of sand. I've had a ring from Grange Golf Club and there's a couple of bunkers down there running out of sand. They found your ball in there.
And probably a couple of clubs as well in your shoe.
I spent a fair bit in there, didn't I, Timmy?
There was a lot of sand flying out of that one hole, both sides.
My favourite part of the day was when you're in a bunker, there's a bunker the other side of the green, you've had 6 shots in the one bunker, and then you finally got it out into the other side bunker, another 4, and then in the end, me and Watsy just waited on each side bunker with the rake. And we were like, all right, he's in that one now, I'll fix this one. Surely he won't go in and go, bang, in the other one.
But before we let you go...
What about when we come to write the score,
Dan?
You say, how many?
Said,
I reckon it was about 8.
Oh. I said, it can't be 8. He had 7 in the bunker and he teed off.
Buzz off. All right, good luck tomorrow.
Good eye on him after that.
Yeah.
See you, buddy.
See you, boys.
There he is, the farmer.
So
farmer
we cleared
Vince.
That up.
So you both had a nod?
No, we cleared that up. Or maybe he didn't go to sleep.
Right.
Is what he said. Okay. So, are we still on here? Do you still want to be employed? Are we going ahead?
Nah, we're on.
No, we're okay. Good.
See you tomorrow.
Just keep trusting me.
Come on.
That was
just
the rush hour on Triple M.
Apologise to the family.
Triple M. Get ready for the new look rush hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.